It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 132, and I'm here with Rylan, not in person again.
Yep. We're on episode 132. I remember when one point we were at just 32.
I remember when we was on one.
It's been a long time. Because we recorded like seven episodes, and then released.
And then released seven at a time.
Yeah, and then... How about we just do 2 a week?
You should hit that. Awesome. You should hit 3.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Lakers are almost losing.
Yeah, that's not. Awesome. But anyway, this isn't the sports podcast. This is the gaming podcast.
Yep. So, you know, join our Discord. Please. Thank you. I'll tell you why every episode, so I'm not going to go into it.
If you want to know why, just go back and listen to our older episodes. If
Literally, two episodes ago. Yeah. 2 episodes ago.
All right. Microsoft will keep putting games on the Switch and PS5. More and more games.
That's not... Heck yeah. So in recent days, you know, news has emerged that, you know, regarding Microsoft and Xbox's multi-platform strategy. On one hand, it's said that, you know, important games from the company were already planned for the PS5. Including Avowed, Blade, Perfect Dark, Fable, and Gears of War Ide. Oh, Fable?
Fable? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Interesting. Yeah. Forgot which one. I've played like two of them. One of them was a Fable Anniversary one that came with my Xbox 360. Hmm. I'm pretty sure it was my first Xbox.
The
white one.
Oh, yeah. That one, yeah.
I don't know if it was that one or my Xbox E.
That one had to have an adapter just connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That's how you know it was old.
Yeah, it was rough. I remember that. It worked good, though. Like, the adapter worked good. You could play online. You didn't lag or anything. But
I got trash talked by grown men on that. On that Xbox, while jumping around. But, on the other hand, it was reported that, you know, the news of the port Indiana Jones and Great Circle for PS5 was not well received. So, Xbox's upcoming releases for Sony's console were paused or slowed down, but not canceled. So, they, like, paused it since, you know, Indiana Jones and Great Circle didn't do the best. Which,
well, they were just upset that they were releasing them on the PS5.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they haven't came out yet. So they're just upset that they're coming out on the PS5 instead of being an exclusive Xbox game.
People complain for the stupidest reasons about anything. Like, people complain, you know how Black Ops 6, people complain like, oh, the map Nuketown, it's bigger, it feels bigger than
it
used to.
It's the exact same map.
It's literally the same map. It feels the same.
We've been playing a crap ton of Nuketown, and it feels the same to me as it ever has. It does not feel bigger.
People are like, oh, the walls are bigger or something like.
What does that even mean, man? Like, maybe your TV's just bigger. What the crap, dude? Just shut up.
People are stupid. People was like, I don't understand. The wall,
dumb, man.
Say like the greenhouse.
I'd say your TV's probably bigger than it used to be back in 2012, or even 2010.
I'd say you probably have like a 30-something inch, maybe. Yeah. Now you probably have what, a 70? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Of course, it's gonna be bigger. Even playing on a computer monitor. When you used to play on TV or something, like, it changed what everything looks like.
Oh, yeah. Whenever
the graphics
whenever
look better,
play.
So that's going to change, you know, the depth perception and everything. So,
yeah. Whenever I used to play on that TV that was Carter's, like, I moved to a monitor, and this was just a 60-hertz monitor. The difference was so, like, you could tell. Just that. The colors and everything, you could just tell it was completely different.
Yeah,
like, from just a regular TV. I was like, whoa. That was an expensive high-end 60-hertz monitor that was $100.
Like, before PC gaming, I was like, why do people play monitors? Like, I'd rather play on TV. TV looks better, but that's not true. Like, monitors.
You're like, oh, TV's bigger, so you know it's obviously better.
No, that's
also
not the case. Like, I can play better on a monitor again than I can on TV because. For one, a monitor is smaller, so you can see everything better. Like, if you're on a TV, you can only see one spot at a time. Like, you have to actually move, like, your eyes over to see it.
Yeah.
Like, on a monitor, you can kind of see everything with one view. Like, you can only look at one thing at a time, but your peripheral vision, you can see better.
Because with, like, a big old TV, say if you have, like, a 65, don't you have, like, a 65?
I have a 65 in the living room, so, like, playing Call of Duty on that, like, that'd be rough, like, be able to see somebody come in to, like, the top left or something.
You would have to look that way and then turn.
Yeah, that's why people die so easily, like, when they're playing on big screens, because you see something moving up there, so you gotta actually look and then turn, but if you're playing on a monitor, you'll just see it in your depth perception, like, your peripheral vision, then you'll just automatically turn. Just reflexes. You don't even have to look up first.
You don't have to kind of
you already see it.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to think or anything like that. So, you know. But what I do got here is Satya Nadella or whatever. Microsoft's president and CEO, you know, recently spoke about this topic to clarify, you know, definitively that what direction Xbox will take in a letter addressed to shareholders. He made it clear that the future of Xbox multi-platform and more games will be released on PlayStation and Nintendo consoles. I wonder what games are going to come out more, like, in the future. I wonder what type of games.
Well, I know Indiana Jones, The Great Circle, I'd say...
I mean, it says Gears of War E, so I'm guessing the other Gears of War games as well, maybe?
Probably. I'd say Forza Horizon 5.
Yeah. Or if not, they're probably going to just add the newer games. Like the most newer...
Maybe.
To the front.
I'd say it'd be easy to just port, you know...
Everything.
Forza Horizon 5 at least over.
Yeah. I still haven't tried it.
It's been out... A long time.
For how long? 2021. It's whenever I got my PC came out, basically.
That was pretty long. Yeah. It's good. Like, it's really good. I haven't played a whole lot of it. It's good.
The main Forzas I've played was the first one on the 360, and then 4. The one that's based on England.
I played 1, 2, and 3. I haven't played 4.
I've played all of them. Besides 5.
I played all except 4.
But yeah,
they even had the Hot Wheels DLC for 3, and that was really cool. Like you actually
awesome.
Raced on a, like, you know, the orange Hot Wheel tracks and stuff. Like it
yeah,
was pretty cool, and it like went over the ocean and stuff. Like it was really cool.
Oh heck yeah! But yeah, more Xbox games will come to PlayStation, Nintendo. You know, it's been confirmed. As part of its annual report, Microsoft published a letter that addressed to shareholders and discusses, you know, strategy for the future of its, you know, various divisions of. And of course, you know, there is a section dedicated to the video games and the achievements Xbox has achieved throughout the year. Satya Nadella. I don't know, I'm struggling with that name. Probably because I'm used to my notes on a small monitor. I'm using my like cord.
Oh, so, onto a monitor.
And I'm kinda staring. It's like my ring light's there too, so I'm like
staring.
I don't have my glasses on. So it's kinda blinding me a bit. I don't know where my glasses are right now either, so
you leave them here?
No. I had them on like 2 days ago. But, you know, it highlights the acquisition of, you know, Activision Blizzard and the role of Xbox Cloud Gaming, a cloud gaming service that, you know, played in bringing games to a, you know, broader audience. So, you know, obviously, we've talked about cloud gaming a lot. Also,
yeah.
You guys should know what that is, so... I ain't gonna say it, but now he emphasized that one of their missions is to offer, you know, great games to more people on more devices. I basically just said what cloud is right there. So, you know, he also referenced the arrival of a Pendiment, Grounded, Hi-Fi Rush, and Sea of Thieves on the PlayStation and Nintendo consoles. He made it clear that they will continue to expand their content to the new platforms in the future without revealing any details which games might be coming out on the other consoles. So, they don't want to reveal stuff, but obviously stuff's going to get leaked like always. So, yeah, we're not going to release any data, but then someone inside, I'm going to release data.
Every time.
Yeah. Especially for Nintendo and crap,
yeah,
they can't.
Nobody, whoever's doing that, man, they just don't care.
It just sucks. But since here, we finally brought four of our fan favorite, you know, titles to the Nintendo Switch and Sony PlayStation for the first time as we continue to extend our content to new platforms. Nadella said. So, you were talking about those last four games that came out. But according to recent reports, you know, this new strategy from Microsoft and Xbox is known as, you know, internally as Project Latitude. According to, it's a weird name for Latitude. But according to details, there is no, you know, it says whether it's a good idea to bring most Xbox games to competitor consoles, but it is said that, you know, Xbox Studios is currently working on several projects that are being considered for PlayStation. You know, interestingly, the plan would have no restrictions, and they would open doors for any Xbox game to come to PS5. Some reports, you know, mention that certain franchises like Halo and Gears of War could be sort of a red line that may not be crossed. So they're basically saying like any type of game that's Xbox related will, you know, be in the, so basically any Xbox game that's, you know, on Xbox will maybe come to PlayStation.
It has a chance. Yeah.
Yeah. But it does say, like, you know, Halo and Gears of War could be a sort of red line that they might not cross. But, you know, it says Gears of War E is coming. So, why wouldn't they bring the other ones if they're going to bring the newest
one? The newest one, yeah, it makes sense.
I'd say they're most likely going to bring that. But Halo, I don't think they're going to do Halo.
I don't know. Like, I think with Xbox, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think they really care.
I mean, that was their first ever game they made.
Like I said, they're not worried about console exclusivity. Like, they're just worried about
Game
Pass and selling games. Like, they don't care anymore. Because, like I said, I don't think they're going to make any more consoles. Maybe one more generation and that's it. Like, they're not worried about consoles anymore because they're getting money from games and Game Pass.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Like, especially right now. The next one's obviously going to be more powerful.
Yeah.
So, you know. But that is all I have for that. I don't have, like, much else. Just, yeah. That's it.
All right. We'll move on. Game of the Year nominations will be announced on Monday.
I still can't believe last year, Spider-Man and God of War Ragnarok both got robbed.
Well, Tears of the Kingdom got robbed.
And Tears of the Kingdom. Like, so many great games got robbed that year.
Yeah, it did.
Like, a bunch of bullcrap. And what got it?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, I know. It's retarded. What, isn't that like a top, like, down game?
Yeah, it's an RPG.
How does that win? Oh, because you can screw a bear?
Hello.
Screw a bear and...
It probably because it had nudity in it.
Probably, yeah. Weird people out there looking at video games like, oh! But I got here, the Game Awards is announcing its nominees next week. Folks, and tune in live on November 18th. It's Armand's birthday.
Your dad's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But, so November 18th, you can tune in live to learn about, like, all the stuff and everything. The nominations will be announced at the Peacock Theater by Kylie? Geoff
Keighley.
Yeah, okay. Geoff Keighley.
The host
presenter.
Is Jeff Keighley.
Yeah. The presenter at the Game Awards, you know, has confirmed the show's nominees and will, you know, be revealed early next week in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. You always gotta say that because some people, they just, they're used to Twitter, so. I still don't like X. Like, that's weird. That's weird. Yeah, it's Twitter. It'll always be Twitter. But it says here from the official, you know, account, they confirmed that the nominees will be revealed on Monday, November 18th. You know, like the show itself, which will be happening on December 12th. So the actual show itself, whenever they announce the rewards, is going to be on the 12th of December. So literally, like, a month and 4 days? 6 days? They're waiting? Actually, no. Be the last.
3 days.
Whatever. Yeah.
Made a month. 27 days.
My mouse is, being glitchy. But no, they will obviously, you know, it says here, the announcement, it's going to be live at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles, California. The show also, you know, celebrates its 10-year anniversary this year. That's a big... So it's, I forget, the Game Awards been out longer than that.
Different variants of it have, but, like, the actual Game Awards itself. Like, I know that, like, UK has its own Game Awards, and different places have their own.
Yeah, because, you know, there's obviously a whole bunch of games that just come out in certain areas and stuff, so.
Yeah.
But,
I think
they
Baldur's
say
Gate
here,
3 won it in the UK, too.
She did.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Who's British people over here? Oh, nudity and screwing bears.
Yeah.
But yeah. Why wouldn't you want that to be game of the year? But yeah, they're saying obviously, you know, it's gonna be, you know, it's expected to be more special than, yeah, the usual game award because, you know, it's their 10th year anniversary and stuff like that. That's here. It remains seen if there's going to be any particular prizes or anything like that. So we'll most likely see, though. But, you know, they post on Twitter, the official Game Awards account, the nominees for the hashtag Game Award 2024 will be announced Monday at noon Eastern Time / 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. GMT? I don't know what GMT is.
I think that's British. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Whatever British time is. It's weird. GMT. What is
that? I guess that would be. I don't know. Oh, yeah. It would be probably British time. Yep.
British time. But yeah, join.
Earlier in the day. Like, they.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's like. I don't know. 1 or 2 in the morning, something like that.
It's 9 hours behind? No, ahead. Yeah. In Britain, it's 9 hours
ahead. Before we...
Yeah. Why didn't they warn us about a whole bunch of events that happened in America? How dare they? But, yeah, as I said, you know, at the Peacock Theater, as we reveal nominees of our 10th year anniversary show streaming live on Thursday, December 13th. So the 13th of December will be Friday. So it'll be a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thought I'd say that. But it says here, as for the nominations themselves, there are plenty of standout games this year, you know, like, from multiple categories, like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Refenso, I've never heard of that, Silent Hill 2, and Astrobot. There are likely, you know, shoot-ins for the Game of the Year category. Nintendo Switch has also had a heck of a year, with, you know, releasing stuff like Mario & Luigi Brothership, don't like it, Astro tried it out. Paper Mario,
Echoes of Wisdom better be at the Game Awards,
and Echoes of Wisdom. If it's not, that's retarded because it was the most anticipated game of, you know, the year.
Yeah, well, like, since it was announced in summer, it was. Yeah,
yeah.
Pal World should be there.
Yeah, Pal World, Echoes of Wisdom, maybe the Paper Mario game. I don't know, but
well, that was a remake though.
Yeah, that was a remake. But,
so was Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Yeah, those two, games. Remake. Especially, I don't think Brothership should be, though.
No, it looks awful.
Just, I don't like the art
blurry.
Style. Like, it's blurry, and the way the art style is, literally the black outlines, I hate that.
Yeah, and it's stupid.
I don't... just
RPG game, man. Junk.
Yeah. I know some of you guys like it, but man, it's not my thing.
Oh, it's just so slow paced. I like an action adventure.
Yeah, like Zelda,
not
Call of Duty.
Going through the world like 2 seconds, jumping on a Goomba's head and fighting, turn based fighting, and then beat him, then go literally two steps down the path and then run into his friend, jump on his head and have to turn. Like, it's so.
Like, whenever you're playing it, you had to jump on his head like 7 times to be able to kill it.
That's stupid. If you play the original Mario, you step on the head once and it's dead.
Exactly. I don't know why I have to jump on him multiple times. But it says here, expect the Koito-based company to have a strong presence at the Game Awards this year. Of course, the other major draw of the Game Awards is its litany of game announcements and world premieres. We won't know what to expect until, you know, it comes from... Well, wait, what was the last name again? Keeley.
Jeff Keeley.
Yeah. I keep trying to say Kylie or something. It's kind of, it's similar, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, you gotta wait for him to, himself to announce it and stuff like that. But it's reasonable to expect another look at up-and-coming games like Assassin's Creed Shadows and potentially Grand Theft Auto 6. Who knows, that might be when they release the second trailer.
Maybe.
Because we talked about that not too long ago, how they were supposed to do it this month. It was, if not,
we talked about GTA 5 last week or something. Might not have been that, but
yeah, I know we talked, I think it was 2 weeks ago we talked about that. But yeah, that's all I have for that. Not much else, just all the stuff you guys need to know about, you know, the Game Awards coming out and stuff like that, and everything.
Once that comes out, we will let you know what game wins what categories.
Yep, like we did last year. Yeah. That was a... Surprised it wasn't that long of an episode. Like,
yeah, I know. All right.
How much
After 30 years, a new cheat code has been found on Donkey Kong Country 2.
We talked about another game that, like, they found, like, was it a cheat code or, like, an Easter egg or something like that?
I think it was I can't remember what game it was.
I don't remember.
It wasn't that long ago I was talking about it.
That's been too long. I can't think of it. But, we talk about too much stuff.
I know. Well, I mean, 2 episodes a week. Plus a sports one now.
So 3.
And then I also do my podcast with Colin too, so that's extra crap to talk about.
Yeah, but a new Donkey Kong Country 2 Diddy Kong's Quest. Wait, Diddy? Like,
not
baby
that, Diddy. No, not that Diddy.
But Diddy Kong's Quest cheat code was recently discovered almost 30 years after the platform classic debut on Super Nintendo. The cheat involves a series of button presses, right, Y, left, A, up, B, down, X. That's the cheat code. How do people just find crap? There's like clicking buttons, like just
keep clicking. Well, now there's data miners too. Now, like,
yeah,
back then, yes, back all you had to do was like push buttons and crap. But now they have data miners that can find.
You know how many like patterns you would have to do just to find one?
Yeah.
Like, how do you have time for that? Like, up, down, like, just how do you have time to figure that crap out?
Oh, I do.
But, you know, this allows players to exit any level at any time and return to the overworld map, even if they haven't completed the stage yet. So it's basically like, if you're about to die, do this code. You can get out. So you literally, any point in the map, like, wherever you're at, you can just go to the overworld, it says here. Just by clicking that code, so it's pretty overpowered, I guess.
I guess if you're about to die or something.
Yeah, but amateur programmer Alex, I guess this is his name, it's Havoc21 with a 4 and a 0. Corley was the first to, you know, publicly document these details, and when he shared this discovery in the DKC Atlas Discord server on November 4th. So, at the time of recording, that was how long ago? 11 days ago, he did this. He announced in that Discord. While a handful of fellow ROM hackers, you know, claimed previous knowledge of this cheat, it was new to the majority of those, you know, who responded. So people were saying, or they probably didn't know, they just probably trying to seem act cool.
Yeah, you know,
people. Oh, yeah. I knew about that. Yeah, I knew. I knew about that. Yeah, I highly doubt. But, it says here, yeah, the people, you know, obviously most people didn't know about it and everything in the community. But, you know, Corley's infernal pool in the niche Donkey Kong Country community. I was casually scrolling through some disassembled code. Yeah, that's how he found it, was like code.
Yeah.
And I saw a code that essentially did nothing but loop and waste CPU time. Corley told Polygon via email. This is especially eye-catching in case Donkey Kong 2 Country developer Rareware, because this code is most part extremely optimized whenever they do something like that. It usually means that they're up to something interesting. So there was just like a code that did nothing.
But
and loop. That's how the, yeah, but loop. And then he figured out all the cheat code, you know.
Yeah.
Take on, I forgot how much I had for this. But further inspection revealed that the suspect code was tied to a character swapping sound effect used on Donkey Kong Country 2's secret cheat menu to indicate a successful entry. Corley noticed that an array of data against, you know, which controller inputs are being checked and decoded it, which led to him the aforementioned button combinations. Imagine how much you have to actually look into that to figure that out. Like how smart you have to be at coding and stuff like that just to figure that out.
I don't understand why you're just looking through Donkey Kong Country's code for no reason.
That's weird. It's like, you know, I'm bored. I'm going to go look through Donkey Kong Country code. I'm not going to play a game. I'm going to look through the code.
Yeah.
I don't get that. But, says here, inputs were being checked and decoded. It led to him, you know, obviously finding the buttons, as I said. He said here, naturally, my next idea was to actually test if this on the cheat menu. You know, I tried it, but and my disappointment was immeasurable when it didn't work. As a last resort, I opened a NES emulator where I could see the memory being accessed. I played around on the game and noticed it was being accessed as a last resort. Oh, wait, I just skipped. Oh, yeah. When the game was paused. So, it was only being accessed when the game was paused. Like the code itself. So, he says here, I did the unthinkable and tried to enter a cheat code while paused and the rest is history. So, you have to do it while paused?
Yes.
That's what it's saying here. So, if you're in a map or whatever, and you know, so you're going to have to pause the game, put in that cheat code, and then you're going to get put, you know, you can go wherever,
go
basically.
Back to them.
Yeah, so, that's weird. I've never heard of a cheat code you have to go to the pause menu really for, unless if you, like, say a thing.
I know.
It's, like, a thing you, like, type in, like, codes. Whatever, but I've never actually heard of a like button press one on the.
I know
pause
the SpongeBob
menu.
Games like SpongeBob Movie and Battle for Bikini Bottom and stuff. Those are like that. You gotta go to the pause menu, and then put in the cheat code.
Oh, never really got to play those games much.
Some of the older games had to go to the pause menu. Not like GTA, you can just do it wherever the crap you are.
Yeah. But, it does say here, but one question remains, why does this exist? Quarterly and fellow ROM hacker, P4 plus 2, and Blue LMP or IMP, can't tell, it's uppercase. The latter of which, you know, helped circulate the discovery online, believe the cheat is a leftover shortcut the folks at Rareware used, you know, in case of a sticky soft locking scenario during development. So if they got stuck in like the pause menu or whatever, they put that in there. So like, say if you got stuck and you couldn't move, just put in that cheat code and bam, you're, you know, wherever at the map, whatever. But those familiar with Donkey Kong Country 2 could, you know, find similar hints that, you know, excised the Victual data in the past, you know, but it's rare to actually find a fully functioning debug feature in a game's retail release. So this is just for, like, this cheat code was for a bug. That's all it was for, basically. That's what it's saying here, so.
Yeah, it's just for development, pretty much. Just carried over to the final game.
Yeah. Be good for speedrunners.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for that.
All right. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everything. Our merch on TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything else?
No, not really. Sam, thank you guys for all the support. As I said last episode, we really appreciate it. And yeah, that's about it. Join our Discord. You know, merch if you want to. Follow our socials if you want to. It's just an option if your listens are more than enough. But, you know. That's all I have.
Appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money at Menards. It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save